And now at Saturday Night Theatre. The Little Father by Royce Wrighton, with Paul Damon as Emperor Alexander II of Russia and Dorothy Chutin as the Empress.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be home again. Sergei! Sergei, where are you? We're back, Sergei!
Marie!
Oh, it's wonderful to see you again.
Didn't you have a marvellous time?
Oh, we went everywhere. Uh-huh. Paris, Cannes, Geneva, Florence. Oh, but nowhere on earth is as beautiful as Russia. Throughout the journey, the wheels of the train were thundering again and again. You are going to Russia, going to Russia, going to Russia.
Oh, you'd think it was an army arriving. Why is it no one in Russia can arrive or depart without all this fuss and bother? There must be 500 trunks and suitcases in the hall.
Oh. Why weren't you at the station to greet us? We looked for you.
You know me. I'm bad with crowds of people, especially on railway stations.
No one was there at all.
No one?
Mama was most upset.
Well, Papa was not there?
No.
Oh, it's intolerable.
Sergei, what's going on? The foreign press was most unpleasant.
Papa has a mistress.
Well, that's nothing new. All emperors have mistresses.
This one is quite different. She's not a temporary casual romance. Catherine Dolgoruki is permanent.
Dolgoruki?
Hmm.
She was once one of Mama's ladies.
She's having a baby. You didn't hurry back because Mama was homesick. You didn't hurry home for Mama to see still more doctors. You didn't even hurry home because of your disgraceful little affair with Prince Alfred.
My encounter with Prince Alfred was not at all disgraceful. I love him.
You can't love him. He's English.
His ancestry is pure German, as is ours.
Our ancestors may be German, but does that make us any the less Russian?
Of course not, Sergei. Don't be silly.
But that is what the supporters of Dolgoruki are saying. She is Russian, but we are German. This child, when it is born, poses a direct threat to us and to our dynasty.
That's impossible. It'll be illegitimate.
Papa can make him legitimate.
How?
He can divorce Mama and marry the Dolgoruki. That is the rumour going about, and Papa encourages this speculation. Only this morning, he's delivered a public insult to Mama by not greeting her at the station. Mama has hurried back to St. Petersburg to save the throne, you, me, and Russia.
I am exhausted. I had forgotten how cold Russia could be.
It's warm in here, Mama.
Yes, but outside, Alexei. Sergei, oh, Sergei. Oh, it is good to see
Mama.
You.
Mama.
My darling, my sweet boy.
How are you?
Better, much better. And I will be better still now I am home. Where is Countess Tolstoy?
The Countess has been given a temporary leave of absence. She had a disagreement with Papa.
This, on top of everything else.
What can Papa be thinking of? He knows how Mama depends on the Countess.
You are not to criticize your father. I won't have it. If your father dismissed the Countess, he had his own reasons. Everyone seems determined to upset me. And once we were all so happy, so united. Marie has fallen in love with an Englishman. Can you believe it?
So you wrote and told me.
It's unimaginable how very, very unattractive he is.
Oh, Mama, please.
You have forgotten the war completely. It's as if it never happened and the war killed your grandfather. He died heartbroken with the word Crimea on his lips, and now you want to marry an Englishman. Affy, I never heard as stupid a name. A sailor. He's a sailor in the Navy. And he won't be faithful to you. No sailor is ever faithful to his wife. That is an established fact. And English sailors are the worst of the lot.
I'm a sailor, Mama.
Oh, don't remind me. I was opposed to that, too. And now your sister Marie wants to marry this English sailor, Queen Victoria's second son. They'll be penniless. In England, all the money all goes to the eldest son, so they'll be paupers.
Mama!
No, you'll have mad children.
Oh, Mama, really?
It's true.
Nonsense.
No, no one should ever marry into that family. Look at George III. He was raving mad. He would talk for 3 days without stopping to an oak tree in Windsor Park. And the woman you wish to have as your mother-in-law, Queen Victoria, is undoubtedly deranged. You've only got to read her letters to see that. Underlined all over the place. Capital letters without rhyme or reason everywhere, and 15 exclamation marks after every word. So naturally, the shortest note is 20 pages long and actually says nothing.
Mama, don't talk.
We'll bring on another attack.
And of course, she hates Russia. If you marry Alfred of England, you will have a lifetime of misery. And that's all I have to say on the matter.
Yes. Well, you and Papa fought everyone for 2 years in order to marry. Affie and I will just have to do the same. And that's all I have to say on the matter, too.
You are a bad, naughty, disobedient girl. I shall speak to your father and he'll put a stop to it. And what is this about Countess Tolstoy?
There was an appalling scene with Papa.
What about?
The Dolgoruki. The Countess told him to his face he was behaving disgracefully. He lost his temper, and she had to leave the palace within an hour.
I don't know what to do. Fortunately, I've managed to keep the whole thing from your sister. I simply forbade her to read foreign newspapers, so she has no idea of anything. I suppose Papa is with that awful woman even now?
I suppose so. He's obsessed with her.
She's our age, isn't she?
More or less.
How can he be so stupid?
But he's mad. He goes to see her openly. He stays for hours. Now she's pregnant, he can barely leave her side. Papa, who is old enough to be her grandfather, is making himself the laughing stock of the world. He's making the autocracy ridiculous and the dynasty a public spectacle.
Where does she live?
A secret house somewhere.
Why secret?
Well, she's receiving threats every day, apparently, like the rest of us.
What do you mean, the rest of us?
They arrive by every post.
Threats?
Threatening what?
To kill us all. I went to a restaurant. Across my menu was scribbled, "Death to the Romanovs." The more Papa forces through his liberal reforms, the more the liberals and revolutionaries are determined to kill him and us.
Oh, where does all this wickedness come from?
Oh, the universities, of course.
The students! Mm. They're little boys.
Professors, intellectuals, they're all absolutely harmless. All they can do is talk.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I'd rather be in a room full of man-eating tigers than alone with one intellectual.
But we must have progress, Sergei. Be like the rest of Europe.
Why?
Why?
Yes. Why? Why must we be like the rest of Europe? We have different beliefs, a different history, a different background. Europe has nothing to do with us. Russia can advance its own way.
Without a parliament?
Without a parliament. Voting is absurd. Will any of the peasants understand any political issue? We've always been an autocracy. We always will be. Parliamentary government may work on a tiny island in the North Sea ruled over by an unpleasant old woman. It will not work here, and the attempt to make it work will be catastrophic.
Have you said all this to Papa?
Oh, Mama. Papa is one of the intellectuals himself. Papa has been infected with the same dream as them. They don't know it, but when they try to kill him, they're trying to kill one of their own.
You're talking nonsense.
Have you read his speeches? He might be Karl Marx himself.
I don't read anyone's speeches.
Oh, you should read Papa's. Russia must be free. Russia must be modern. He listens to nobody. No bombs, no threats, nothing will stop Papa on his insane road to disaster.
Oh, I had no idea of any of this.
And does your elder brother have nothing to say?
Sandro? Oh, no, nothing.
Nothing?
Oh, he's furious. But he's silent. Papa is the autocrat, so he obeys him. And is silent. Everyone is silent. Except me. I cannot sit here silent as Russia is destroyed.
My dearest.
Sasha.
Darling one.
Oh, it's good to be home. So lovely to see you. Mm. The journey exhausted me.
Of course.
But it's worth it to see you again. I have so much to tell you, and I brought you lots of presents.
I can't wait to open them.
They're in the hall.
I can't open them now. I have to get back.
Go back?
To the committee. They're waiting for me.
Well, let them wait, surely.
There is so much work to do.
But I'm only just home, and you've only just greeted me. Why, you didn't even meet me at the station.
Ah, I wanted to. I planned to. I left for the station later than I intended, and when I arrived... Ah, you'd already left for home. Don't be cross with me. We'll be able to talk later, and you can give me all your presents then. I hope your holiday has done you good. I missed you, beloved. We all missed you, didn't we, Sergei?
I certainly did.
I went to Italy once, years ago. I remember it as very beautiful. Venice, particularly. I can't remember if you went to Venice.
No.
Oh, what a pity. You should have done.
It would be too damp for my chest. The doctors advised against it. They believe in sea air or mountain air. Canals, they don't believe in. I don't suppose the canals here will do me any good.
Then, my darling, you must go to the Baltic.
The Baltic? Oh, no, it would be far too cold. The cold there is dreadful.
Or the Crimea. Now, that is very warm. Or the Caucasus. The mountains there are glorious.
I could not face another journey so soon.
No, of course not. But if the climate here doesn't suit you, we must think of your health.
I must see you occasionally. And if I'm always away...
I want you here. Not that you will see much of me. I mean, I am so busy that I'm almost never home. Really. No, only to sleep. So, while I want you here all the time, you won't see much of me. Nobody does. We are forging ahead. There are committee meetings every day. The landlords, the peasants, the judges. Everybody's being consulted. University professors, constitutional lawyers from England, Germany, and even America. Russia simply must leave the Middle Ages and join the 19th century. We will have political parties. Conservatives, liberals...
And revolutionaries?
It's a gay idea.
I ask merely for information, Mama. Will there be a revolutionary party as well, sir?
There will be no need of one. No desire for one, once we have liberty.
Ah, yes. One thing bothers me. I have observed that the more liberty people have, the more they want, until there is chaos.
Then you have observed very little.
And another thing. Your reforming zeal is well known, sir.
He is the talk of Europe.
Oh, I'm sure. Even the revolutionaries must have heard of it. Why then, Papa, do they try to kill you?
Because if I am successful, they will become unnecessary. There will be no revolutionary party because there will be nothing to revolt about.
My God! You really believe that?
Yes, I do.
Then we are doomed.
On the contrary, we are saved. I am saving you. That is what you and all other narrow and bigoted conservatives cannot comprehend. You believe in the divine autocracy. Well, so do I, boy, so do I. I have been put here on the throne of Russia by God to liberate her. Catherine, the great Catherine, whom we all revere, she knew that serfdom would have to be abolished, but despite that, she didn't dare do it. My father knew the same, too, and he didn't dare do it either. But I dared. I did it. I was told Russia would collapse, our industries fail, our farms become empty. None of that happened. The serfs have been free for 10 years, and it hasn't happened.
Not yet, no.
You think it still will?
Of course.
Nonsense.
You are doing all the revolutionaries say they would do. Why then do they try to kill you? If you are a reformer, what is the point? I will tell you. They're not interested in reform at all. They couldn't care less about freedom. What they are interested in is power.
Are you telling me Russians are so backward they are incapable of political thought? Are Russians unable to organize their own affairs as well as they do in England? I don't believe it. You may despise the ordinary Russian. I don't. I believe that once he is given freedom, he will astonish the world. Russians will amaze the rest of civilization. There's nothing we won't be able to do.
They will murder you, and then they will murder the rest of us, and then they will seize power, and then they will fling the people back into slavery.
Well,
and
if they now I know I'm home. There is a political argument within seconds of my arrival. You know how I detest them. You are a liberal, Sasha, and you are a conservative, Sergei, and all the arguing in the world won't change either of you, so I don't see the point. Now, I have no politics at all. No woman has, thank God. And neither has Alexei, and we have something much more important to discuss. Mm.
And what's that?
Marie.
This Englishman?
Yes.
What's he like?
Terrible.
Awful.
He plays the violin.
Very badly.
However, did they meet?
You may well ask.
It was an accident, Mama.
You should never have let her out of your sight. I told you not to. Nobody ever listens to me. Of course, I knew Prince Alfred was on a tour of Europe, searching desperately for a rich bride. The English royal family are nearly destitute.
Really?
Yeah, they haven't a penny to call their own. They gave all their land to the government in return for a pittance. So the moment I learned he was there, I knew we had to fly for our lives.
Oh, why didn't you?
I was ill.
Mama collapsed as we were leaving.
Then there was this flower festival. I was far too ill to go. It would have killed me. Marie begged to be allowed to go, and Alexei swore he would look after her. And he didn't.
I tried, Mama. I was distracted.
Alexei.
Well, you would have been, Sergei. Even you. She was very pretty. Mm. Anyway, when I turned round, Marie had vanished. I looked for her, and there she was with this stranger.
Then the next day, Prince Alfred called.
And it was him.
And Marie. Well, I couldn't believe my eyes. She blushed, she giggled, and threw herself at him. It was shocking. I crawled out of bed, and we left at once for Rome.
He followed.
We went to Naples.
He was there waiting for us. I don't know how he did it.
He then asked me if he could marry her. I said his mother and you had to be asked first.
And then the cad proposed anyway.
And she accepted. She ran into my room, laughing and crying, saying she was in love, and would I give her my blessing? Oh, it must be stopped, Sasha. It really must. She would be the wife of a younger son, and that is nothing.
And England hates us. Our family is attacked every day in the papers. Our country is attacked by everyone all the time.
Papa, there you are. I've been looking for you.
Ah, my little one.
Oh, I am glad to see you, Papa. I'm thrilled to be home. We had a wonderful time in Europe, of course, and saw lots of people and places.
I have told your father how extremely silly you have been, and he absolutely agrees with me. The English marriage won't do. Nothing could be more unsuitable. And another thing, Sasha. Why have you banished Countess Tolstoy?
She was impertinent.
She's loyal to me.
I haven't banished her forever. She can come back whenever you like.
I depend on her. She's reliable. My ladies will all be in total confusion without her. Where is she?
She has an estate in Siberia.
It's very inconvenient. Nothing is organized for my arrival. Not even met at the station properly. I was very hurt. Very hurt indeed, Sasha.
I'm sorry, my dear. I explained.
All these reforms. You can't make a country democratic when it doesn't want to be. I think Russians like their rulers to be autocratic and dictatorial. Peter the Great was adored, Catherine the Great worshipped, and they'd both shoot a peasant as soon as look at him. The English may like to be free, the Russians don't, and that's all there is to say on the subject. And what are you going to do about my doctors? That's what I want to know. They go through the motions, they shake their heads, but they have abandoned me. And they contradict themselves all the time. One says sea, another says mountains. So we climbed to the top of an Alps somewhere or other, and I nearly died of exposure. They all agreed on one thing. I must sleep with the windows tight shut. Then along comes a madman, Austrian he was, and he said I must sleep with the windows wide open. I sent him packing. I'd die of cold before morning.
You're warm in here, Mama.
Too warm. The room should be temperate, not like an oven. I really must go and lie down. I won't rest. I can't. I'm far too worried about this English marriage. Come, Alexei. Come, Sergei. Your father's going to talk to Marie now.
After a sleep, you will feel better.
Oh, I shan't sleep.
Try.
I never sleep, not anymore.
I can't believe that.
There are other matters troubling me, Sasha.
I am so sorry. I really am.
Yes, I'm sure you are. Both of us are sorry. Only you are a man. You can escape. I never can. Poor Mama.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Europe was a nightmare from the first moment.
Oh, darling.
Wherever we went, the newspapers attacked us. Mama tried to keep the papers from me, but of course I read them. And even when there were no papers, Mama was so restless. She thinks she's dying, and the way her fear takes her is to complain all day and every day.
Hmm. So, my little girl is growing up.
Yes.
And in love.
Oh, yes, Papa.
With this Englishman.
With Afy, yes. And Mama disapproved of every man I met. You know that, don't you? Not that I minded all that much, since none of them appealed to me in any way.
Except, it seems, for this Affy.
Except for Affy.
Does he play the violin?
Not very well. Oh, but I love him, Papa. Oh, I know all the arguments against him. But what have political disagreements to do with love?
Nothing.
Well, there we are, then.
No, we aren't. It breaks my heart. It really does. But I cannot allow this marriage.
Why not?
England works ceaselessly against us. She sides with all our enemies. And then there's Queen Victoria.
Mama says she's mad.
Victoria is not mad. What she is thoroughly disagreeable. And she has a deep-rooted prejudice against Russia in general, and members of our family without exception. Any marriage between our two families will outrage her and will be thoroughly unpopular both here and in England. In short, if you had sat and thought for a year, you could not have come up with a more unwelcome bridegroom.
I see. Well, tell me, Papa, when you fell in love, did you consider all the political implications?
There were none. The arguments against my marrying your mother were quite different, and none of them were political. It was thought she might not be able to have children.
I wasn't thinking of Mama.
I forbid you to say any more.
Papa!
I forbid it, I say. You are a child and have no knowledge of anything or anybody. You have spent a year alone with your mother listening to her endless complaints. I have spent a lifetime listening to them. When she was young, when she was beautiful, I didn't pay any attention. There was a tiny flaw in the sea of her charm and beauty and grace. And I loved her. My God, I loved her so much. When people said we couldn't marry, I was prepared to renounce the throne for her. She was so lovely. I rejoiced in her endless accomplishments. And gradually, oh, so gradually, I hardly noticed it. She changed. And that tiny flaw grew and grew until it consumed her. She may be frightened of death, of me, frightened for your future. Doubtless she is, but that's not why she complains. She complains because she is by nature discontented. What you are seeing for the first time has always been there.
That isn't true.
It is. I don't need to lie. I am the emperor and autocrat of Russia. I can divorce her tomorrow. She's not evil. She's not wicked. My God, she's a good, loving woman, but she can't stop nagging and complaining, so no one can live with her. You can't. I can't. She destroys everything she touches, including my love for her. And now she's destroying herself. She may have tuberculosis, but it's discontent which is the real killer. I will tell you why I cannot allow this particular marriage. Whoever you marry must agree to live in Russia, because if you leave Russia, your mother will have no one. She will be completely alone. I cannot keep her sons by my side. I can keep you. And Alfred of England will never be allowed to settle permanently in Russia.
If I cannot marry Alfred, I won't marry anyone.
Marie!
If Ma still had you, she wouldn't need me.
What is this?
A report from the chief of police.
I know that, Relief. Send it back to him as totally unacceptable.
I can't do that, sir.
Why not?
I inspired it. If I have to return this report as unacceptable, then I must ask your majesty to dismiss me.
Are you telling me that the police can no longer adequately protect Princess Dolgoruki?
We will continue to do our utmost, but one day it is certain that we will fail. You invite murder, sir. You walk the streets alone or with one ADC. You are recognizable everywhere. You walk the same route every day. You call upon your aunt, the Grand Duchess Helena, every Thursday morning, arriving punctually at 11 o'clock. Then when you arrive at her house, you stand on the steps and wave to the crowd. Now, if that is not an open invitation to assassination, I don't know what is.
Valier, calm. I'm not as bad as all that.
Your Imperial Majesty's behavior is worse than that. One of our men saw you walk in a public park with the princess.
No one recognized me?
He says everyone did, and there are terrorists everywhere. We have 3 times found plots to blow up the princess's house.
All right, Relief, don't get so excited.
But we need you, sir. None of your sons will carry through your reforms. If you are killed, so is Russia. You must live.
I plan to do so.
Then I beg of you, break every one of your usual daily habits.
It is simple to avoid assassination. One goes round with armed guards and drives through empty streets too frightened to show oneself. I won't do that, because that is the road to megalomania and political insanity.
At least do one thing, sir. House the Princess Dolgoruki here in the palace.
She cannot live in the palace. She's not my wife. What you suggest is impossible.
Sir, this palace is vast. The princess need never come to this wing at all. She can be right the other side.
I can't agree to it. I just can't. You must just protect the princess as you protect members of the imperial family.
That is not possible. If she is treated publicly as one of the imperial family, the scandal will explode all over the empire. Full-scale military protection will draw even more attention to her. But here, in this palace, no one in the whole world need ever know she's here.
It'll never work.
It must.
It's not just my wife. There is my daughter. She is not an invalid. She is not confined to her own apartment. She goes all over the palace.
She will marry one day, sir, won't she? And once that's happened...
So, you've heard of the English prince?
Yes, sir.
He won't do. He really won't do.
It's a pity, sir. Because, you see, all your sons have separate establishments, or very soon will have, so if you could agree to this marriage, all your problems would be solved. But, of course, I quite see the marriage is impossible, and so...
So where is my list of appointments?
Here, sir.
Ah. Good God. All those and a committee meeting?
You work hard, sir.
Yes.
And no one except me knows it.
The peasants have no idea, have they?
No. They think you lie about all day with your crown on having orgies. It makes me so angry when you've pushed through more reforms in a decade than we've had in 300 years.
You think I'm wrong? In your heart, Relief, you agree with Sergei?
No, sir. Not at all. You are right. Someone has to save Russia, and that someone can only be you. And...
Well... You want to say something to me?
You do realize, sir, that no one will ever thank you for it. And that one day they will kill you.
I've known that all my life.
Your father absolutely refuses to allow the marriage, and then for no reason at all, he gives way.
Come and lie down here, Mama.
Where are my rugs?
Here, Mama.
Oh, those won't do. If only Countess Tolstoy were here. I want the sable rugs. They keep out drafts.
You'd have been wiser to have stayed upstairs, Mama.
Oh, no one comes near me if I do. The palace could burn down and I'd be left to die.
The sable rug, you say, Mama?
Yes, yes, where I keep all my furs. Oh, the Countess no sooner comes back from Siberia. It took her months, and then she has to go and deal with a family crisis.
What's happened?
Her cousin, the one who writes. What's his name?
Leo.
Leo. He's left his wife to become a cobbler. Can you imagine anything more stupid? But of course, in my view, anyone who writes is raving mad. Look at Victoria. She's taken to publishing books. I ask you. And of course, you know she's changed her mind, too. Can you believe it? First, she was against the marriage. Then she was all for it. Now she's against it. Again. Where is Alexei? Does he expect me to die of cold? When you're old and dying, you will understand what I'm going through. And I do hope none of your children will be as contrary as you, Marie.
Oh, Mama, not again.
When I send for you this morning and say you can marry this horrible Affy, you say you won't. Well?
I've changed my mind.
You've nearly caused a war between England and Russia, and then you say you've changed your mind. Have you told Papa?
Not yet.
I don't know what he'll say. I dare say he'll be rendered speechless, like me. I am speechless. Speechless. I have nothing to say about anything anymore.
Is this one right, Mama?
Yes.
Sit here, Mama.
You can see out, then.
And the hall, too.
Ah, yes. Yes, so I can. You are good to me, all of you. If the cushion could be further up. Up, dear.
I'm sorry, Mama.
That's it. I don't know what the Hohenzollerns will say. I shan't be able to look them in the face again. They were furious when you refused Prince Charles.
I won't marry anyone I don't love. And I still love Affie and always will.
Well, then.
I cannot marry him.
But you can. Your father says you can. He just said it.
I can't marry him because he will never live in Russia. And I must. That is what is at issue. He's English, in the Navy. He has duties and responsibilities which he cannot abandon. And I have duties and responsibilities here.
What?
So the marriage is off. You should all be delighted.
What responsibilities, Marie?
Papa, Mama, Russia.
You don't know what you're talking about.
If you won't marry anyone else, you must marry Affie. You must.
Now it is you who is being contrary, Mama.
Anybody as a husband is better than none at all. And there is no one else.
Mama, that's ridiculous.
Without a husband, a girl might just as well be dead. And Affie is so charming. Musical. And clearly absolutely devoted to you. Then he's in the Navy. Sailors are so reliable. You won't be living in England much at all. He's bound to be stationed overseas. Oh, why has Victoria changed her mind? Why is she against the marriage again? What is going on?
You know perfectly well, Mama. Dolgoruki is going on.
I won't have that woman's name mentioned.
But then there's no point in discussing anything at all, because she is the root of all our problems.
Papa has had mistresses before.
I will not have this conversation. I won't. Not now. Not ever. It's treason.
Mama.
It is treasonable for anyone to criticize the Emperor. For anyone, Sergei, and that includes you. Your father is your father. And that is what you must remember. The church is quite clear. All children must honor their fathers. It's the law of God. You are blaspheming. Papa is perfect.
Yes, Mama.
Your father is extremely good to me. He is very good to me indeed. Did you hear what I said, Sergei?
Yes, Mama. I heard you.
Many men in your father's position who have found a source of comfort elsewhere are brutal and cruel to their wives. Your father is not. We live in a wicked world. Yes, we do. Where women are totally defenseless without their husbands. There's not a court in Europe that has not got a scandal of this sort where the wife is ignored and treated brutally. I am not. I'm always treated with respect. Yes, I am. I am. We have to be thankful for that. We really do.
Mama, darling.
Oh, my baby. Oh, my little girl. You must not lose this chance, or you will have no life. And you must. I was against Affie. I won't deny it. But there is no one else you can have. So you must marry him. Oh, why has Victoria changed her mind? Why? Why?
You know perfectly well, Mama, that Victoria says the Russian court is immoral.
What does she say exactly, Mama?
I don't know exactly. There are telegrams daily about it.
What about Affie?
He's being firm.
Will he do what his mother tells him to do?
No. There have been terrible rows. I believe they ran up and down a ballroom at Balmoral shouting at each other.
Can she force him to give you up?
Oh, yes. She can forbid the marriage. Without her consent, he can't marry anyone. And that's the law in England. But she can't make him marry anyone else.
And now she wants him to marry.
Why?
The succession. She doesn't think the Prince of Wales will be a suitable king. We're not the only family with problems with mistresses. Wales has several.
Several?
Actresses and people like that.
Actresses? How dreadful. Your father's never had an actress. You can be sure of that.
Victoria's frightened of a major scandal in which Wales could be forced to renounce the throne.
I see.
And then, of course, there are the Wales children.
Ah, yes. Mad, no doubt.
Not mad. Puny and very backward. Little Eddie, who's nearly 10, can't read properly yet. George seems quite healthy, but he's far from bright. And the girls are not only backward, they're extraordinarily delicate as well. Mm. And there are none of them expected to live.
So Afy must marry to secure the succession.
With a family like that, with a court like that, how dare that intolerable woman criticise us?
Quite.
She must be senile. Mm. You know she drinks.
Oh, Mama.
And her own morals are nothing to talk about either. She has a male attendant with her all the time, whose job it is to ply her with whiskey all day. And then he has to help her stand up. And once the poor man has got her up, he has to keep her up. He can't let go of her for an instant, because if he did, she'd fall flat on her face. That's why she never goes to the capital. She daren't. They might see her staggering all over the place. Of course, with a queen like that, it's not surprising there's a strong republican movement in England. And then there are the Irish. That's been going on for 1,000 years at least. And they talk to me about Poland. Mm. I said to the English ambassador, when you have dealt with the Irish and have peace in Ireland, then you can lecture the rest of the world. Not until...
I've never seen anything like it.
Sir?
This telegram from England.
It goes on for pages.
The prince will soon be here.
Prince Alfred?
Yes, sir.
Well, he can turn around and go back again. His mother has gone too far.
They now know we want the marriage.
Their demands are outrageous.
They want an enormous dowry. I've never read such insolence. If you were to sell my daughter into slavery, we would do a better deal than this.
I forbid the marriage.
Well, we can't do that, darling.
I forbid it.
Madam, keep calm.
Calm? I've never been in such a rage in all my life. Colonel, has His Majesty told you of the English demands?
Indeed, they are shocking.
They are a deliberately planned insult.
Madam, you must not allow yourself to get so excited.
Prince Alfred will be here soon.
At any moment, madam, and I absolutely insist you sit down and are calm.
Did His Majesty tell you when we received this telegram?
No.
This morning.
It was the coolest thing I've ever heard of, to send such a message seconds before Prince Alfred is due to arrive. We must send a telegram at once, cancelling everything.
What on earth's going on? What's
that
wrong?
This graceful old woman, your mother-in-law-to-be, expects us to travel to Balmoral so that you can be inspected before any announcement is made.
Well, she only asked Marie to go.
Well, Marie can't travel alone, can she? I mean, I'm not sending our daughter across Europe with only a lady-in-waiting. Nor am I sending my daughter to be inspected as if she was a governess applying for a position. I'm a dying woman and I'm not travelling anywhere, and that is final.
Who the hell does she think her son is marrying? The daughter of an obscure Transylvanian chieftain?
What's the matter now?
You are not to make a show of your orthodox faith, but worship in private.
What?
Yes. Read it for yourself.
I was against this marriage from the word go. Sergei! Sergei! Sergei!
Madam, if you are not to shout, it will bring on an attack.
I shall have a fit in a moment anyway, so what does it matter? Sergei!
You will be ill and that upsets us all.
You can be heard all over the palace.
We just received the English demands. Read them. Huh? Now, when I meet the horrid old woman, if I ever meet her, I shall tell her exactly what I think of her.
Madam, you are to be quiet.
What?
Be quiet. You will be ill. You won't be able to attend the dinner this evening if you are, and that will give rise to every sort of rumour.
Countess Tolstoy is right, my dear. Now, don't fuss. Hmm? We won't agree to any of it. I wouldn't agree to it if Afy were Prince of Wales.
He's going to be made a duke, so that's nice.
Of Edinburgh,
madam.
Of Edinburgh. Do you know where that is, Colonel?
No, madam.
Nobody does. I've asked several people if they know, and the best anyone can come up with is that it's a town in the north of England.
It's the capital of Scotland.
Scotland?
Madam.
But she can't live in Scotland. Scotland. I believe you never see a sober Scotsman, no matter how hard you try.
Madam.
Oh, do stop saying madam like that. This is a crisis and I've got to deal with it, if it kills me.
It probably will, madam.
Good. Then, with any luck, I can become a ghost and haunt Queen Victoria. She holds seances, you know. I could turn up at one and give her a fright. The things that go on at Balmoral, you would not believe.
They are, in fact, unbelievable.
They hold balls for the peasantry, and everyone is dead drunk before the evening starts.
Good heavens.
And by midnight, they've all passed out.
With the Queen in the middle of them. Don't leave out that bit. It's your favorite.
And then she goes on about the morals of the Russian court. Her own family are nothing to write home about. And you do know, don't you, that she secretly remarried...
Mama!
It's true. He's called Brown, and he calls her woman. To her face, and in front of everybody, and he orders everyone about.
Prince Alfred will be here in a moment, and you don't care.
Alexei! Alexei!
Sergei, what am I to do?
This really is an intolerable document, Marie. She must be able to visit us whenever she wishes, Papa.
Where's Alexei? He should be here.
His Highness is meeting Prince Alfred at the station.
Where are Sandro and Vladimir? Why is no one here?
They've gone to the station too, Mama.
No, they haven't. They refuse to go, and I, for one, don't blame them.
Marie must have her religious freedom guaranteed. She really must.
Sergei, this can be gone into later on.
And then there's the question of money.
I don't care about money.
It says here... Afi will only get £20,000 a year.
But no one can possibly live on £20,000 a year. That won't keep him in Footman. The Queen must give Afi at least three times as much.
At least.
This is all going to be so difficult. I dread her coming here for the wedding.
My God. She wants the wedding to be at Windsor.
I don't believe it.
I won't agree, of course.
She wants me, the Empress of Russia, a dying woman, to go first of all to Balmoral to have my daughter inspected, then to return home, then cross Europe again to go to Windsor for the wedding. Never in my life have I heard such insolence.
Stop, stop, stop!
Marie!
Stop it at once, do you hear? What do I care about treaties or dowries or £20,000 a year? I don't care if Victoria is mad. I do not care. The marriage has been agreed to, and that's that. Papa, Mama, I am not marrying Queen Victoria. I am marrying her son.
I refuse to go to Balmoral.
You won't have to go to Balmoral. I shall naturally be married here in St. Petersburg. So, Mama, dearest Mama, it is silly to get so upset. The point is, we are succeeding in everything we want. You know we are, and that's all that matters.
Prince Alfred is here.
I should have been at the door to meet him.
Your Royal Highness.
Your Majesty.
I welcome you to my family.
Sir. Madam.
My dear boy, you will be a son to me. I know you will.
Afi.
Marie, at last.
And this is Sergei. Alexei, you have met?
Indeed.
Countess Tolstoy.
Your Royal Highness.
Colonel Relief.
Your Royal Highness.
Did you have a good journey?
Very good indeed, sir. The trains are now so fast. It was very quick.
And how is your dear mother?
Very well. I have letters to deliver from her, and many greetings.
So kind.
She hopes very much to meet you soon, madam.
That would be charming. I long to visit Scotland. I've heard so much about Balmoral. You will have to excuse me, Afi. I may call you Afi, may I not?
Please.
Such a charming name. Afi. As you know, Afi, my health is not good, and I do want to be at my best for the big family dinner tonight. Countess?
Ma'am?
Sergei, dear, do please escort me. I find the stairs difficult. Oh, Alexei, you leave tomorrow?
Yes, Mama.
There'll be no time to talk tonight, so come and talk to me now. He goes back to sea soon, Afi, so you and Alexei must have a lot in common. The Navy. One day, one of you young men must tell me why it is that sailors are more reliable than anyone else.
We will have a talk tomorrow, my boy. You can have 5 minutes alone, but not a second longer.
Hello?
Um,
throat.
Frog in your throat?
An English saying. A tickle.
A tickle?
Yes.
I don't understand.
No, of course not. Did you have a horrible time?
No.
With your family, I mean.
Not really. Did you?
Not too bad. Mama gets into states.
So does my mother.
Mothers do.
Yes.
Silly, really. We just had to be firm.
That's right.
Quite firm.
Yes?
I mean to say...
What?
I really do, you know.
Do what?
Well, you know.
No, I don't.
Love you.
Oh!
Yes, that's it. I love you.
Oh, you'll make me cry.
Why? Don't you want me to love you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Well, then, what do you want to cry for?
Because I'm happy.
I call that a silly reason. Do you always cry when you're happy?
I think so.
Good Lord. Mama has given me a letter for you. And a ring, which belonged to her mother once. And, well, lots of things. She really will welcome you into the family, despite everything. You know, both of us hear terrible things about our families.
Yes, I hate it.
So do I.
What have you heard?
The usual.
Dolgoruki.
Yes. You've heard about Brown.
Yes.
He's an abominable creature. I can't stand him.
Has she married him?
Oh, you've heard that, have you? No, no, nothing like that. She's making a cracking ass of herself over him, and none of us can stop her. You see, we will both have difficulties with our families. Our countries don't like each other either. But we've fought for nearly 2 years to marry, and what we must remember is that if we love each other and are true to each other, nothing else matters.
Where will we live?
In Clarence House. It's in London. It's not very large and it needs doing up, but it'll do. Then we'll get an estate in the country. But, of course, I'm a serving officer in the Navy, so we'll spend a lot of time abroad. The Mediterranean, certainly. Perhaps the Far East.
Marie, Mama says you must get ready for this evening.
Yes, of course. I'll see you at dinner, Abby.
I'm looking forward to meeting all the family.
They're curious to meet you. You'll want to see your room.
If I may.
I hope you find everything comfortable.
I'm sure I will.
It may seem a little strange at first. We have not yet become democratic. So you need not be afraid of the servants being too familiar. Scottish servants are, I understand, very familiar.
I suppose they are. Blunt, certainly. But always loyal. The Queen can go anywhere in England or Scotland, and she never needs either a military or a police escort. Mm. Of course, we are a very old-fashioned country with all the old virtues still intact.
Oh, yes.
Whereas, for example, many men have affairs, we still think it essential to conduct them discreetly.
So the Prince of Wales told me when we met in Paris. This way.
Is there this delay?
Vladimir is late.
Alexei, if we've got to go through with it, we might as well do it with a good grace.
I ordered everyone to be here in good time. Why aren't they?
The British ambassador has arrived. He's so nice. He said that I was certain to become the toast of London and that all England was buzzing with the news of our engagement. Oh, this is exciting.
Oh, my darling, you look simply beautiful.
Playing.
English marches, Papa. You told them to.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I did. Very jolly. I hope they play God Save the Queen, probably. Colonel, why is Vladimir so late?
The Grand Duke is meeting the Empress's brother at the station, sir.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
The train is probably late, Papa.
Ah! Affy, my boy.
Sir.
Well, I meant to do it later when all the family were here, but I might as well do it now. Put this slight delay to good use. What? Where is it? Where is it?
I have it.
It gives me great pleasure to present you with the highest decoration it is in my power to bestow, the Sacred Order of St. Andre. I give you this with all my heart to welcome you into my family and to Russia.
Under the big reception room. We'd all have been killed.
We must see to the wounded. Call every doctor in the city. All of them.
Are you all right, my darling?
Yes, I'll be all right. We have work to do. Let's do it. Tear my train. Then tear it into strips. We can use it for bandages.
Yes, of course.
For God's sake, marry my daughter and take her away. Take her out of Russia.
Why you didn't stay upstairs, I don't know.
I'm going to receive my daughter downstairs. And that is final. I haven't seen her for 2 years. Not since little Alexandra was born.
No consideration, that's your trouble. You should have stayed in bed, upstairs. Her Imperial Highness wouldn't have minded.
I shall be all right. Have you the throat spray?
You shouldn't have too much.
Mary mustn't guess how ill I am. It would upset her and frighten Ella. Sergei is very interested in Ella.
She's a beautiful girl.
And so sweet. Nothing would delight me more if they married. Of course, she's Queen Victoria's granddaughter, and that is a drawback. Still, Ella's a Hessian, brought up in Hesse, despite all that old woman's interfering. Of course she's frightened of a Russian marriage.
She would be.
I shall never recover from that bomb.
Don't speak of it.
We were in here, about to go into dinner. Fortunately, Vladimir was late, or we would all have been killed. All of us. How they got in, I don't know. Planted the bomb the day before.
Has Grand Duke Sergei proposed?
I don't think so.
Will Ella accept?
I don't know. She's refused 2 proposals already, which may or may not be a good sign. One, of course, was William of Prussia. And future emperor, or no future emperor, no girl in her right mind would accept him. Oh, that terribly late.
Oh, the train is probably delayed.
As long as it is only late.
The track is well guarded, and they're going by a secret route. His Majesty assured me of that.
Do you know? Queen Victoria's been shot at 4 times. That's never happened to me.
Never.
And Marie says Victoria is terrified by this John Brown. Terrified. He treats her like a small child, and she meekly does what she's told. Brown rules England.
So I've heard.
It's true. Prime ministers report to him first. And the visits to Osborne, Windsor, and Balmoral are simply unbelievable. No one dares to speak to anyone else unless Brown has given permission. He's never sober, and of course, you know she's going demented trying to marry off those poor, unattractive daughters. It's too funny. One young man arrived at Balmoral with no idea why he'd been invited. Then, when he understood, Marie told him, his panic was pathetic. He ran round the room, moaning and clutching his head, and suddenly rushed out of the room, out of the castle, leapt onto a horse, and galloped hell for leather to the next door castle and proposed to the first girl he saw.
Oh, madam.
Quite obviously, anything is better than being Victoria's son-in-law. I wrote to her and said, you must find something good, Marie, to say about England. And she said, the English were less dull than she thought they were.
Oh, you must be silent.
All my children are leaving me.
Marrying.
Then I shall be alone.
You'll always have me, ma'am.
Yes. You must not be defiant to the Emperor.
Putting that woman here, having her children here, it's criminal, it's evil.
Don't fight him again. He may banish you.
I do try to keep my temper. I really do.
But the Emperor is getting very short-tempered. It's all this work for the Constitution. All those threats on his life, daily. You'd think people would want liberty and like it being given to them. It's most extraordinary. They don't seem to like it one bit. You won't leave me, will you, Countess? You won't be rude to His Majesty. Promise.
I promise.
I'm going to die very soon. Now, Marie mustn't know. She's happy, you know. Her marriage is a happy one.
Very.
Of course, Dolgoruki is very beautiful. She was one of my ladies long ago. I didn't care for her. You're upset because she's in the palace. Well, I'm glad of it. You see, the Emperor is quite safe when he goes to her. Now, when she lived elsewhere, the terrorists would lie in wait for him. So, you see, if she still had her own house, it would be very, very dangerous.
Oh, madam, darling, for God's sake, stop talking. You are torturing yourself, killing yourself.
What else can I do except talk? The only occupation left me. I've never been the same since that bomb went off. Oh, why am I in this dreadful room? You insisted on coming.
You insisted on coming down, and you like this room. It's near the hall.
Yes. Yes. What? What? What is that?
It's all right, ma'am. The Grand Duchess is arriving, that's all.
Oh. Oh. Mama! Oh. Mama! Oh, it's so wonderful to see you again.
My darling! Oh, let me look at you. Oh, how well, how pretty, how charming you look. Countess, doesn't she look simply marvelous?
Oh, wonderful. Your Imperial Highness. Oh! Oh! Oh, dear, dear Countess.
I'm going to cry, too. Why are we crying?
Because we are happy. The children.
Oh, I must see the children, Countess. Of course you must see the children. Why don't you help my lady in waiting in her nurse?
May I?
Yes, yes. They'll be in my old nursery, won't they? Mama can see them later. Oh. Children, be quiet. Go up with them, Countess.
I will. Children.
Oh, Mama, how are you?
Oh, I'm much better. Really, very well indeed. The doctors are delighted. The season has been exhausting, whatever else the making of a constitution means. It means a lot of entertaining.
I'm sure it does.
Oh, my darling. Are you happy?
Very.
And the children?
Wonderful. Missy is very naughty and very pretty. Ducky is twice as naughty, but not as good looking. Oh, and she will love little Alexandra. She is a very fat, contented baby.
Mom? Oh, Sergey! Ella, my dear!
Your Majesty.
You've grown up and still shy? Don't worry, my darling. All Hesler women are shy. But we grow out of it. I suffered agonies of embarrassment when I was your age.
Your Majesty.
Affy, my dear boy. You've become so distinguished. Oh, my word. This is all very exciting.
It's so lovely to be here. Where's Papa?
He'll be here soon, darling. He's so busy. The hardest working man in all Russia. Who would be an emperor?
No, Marie, I don't think you're quite...
It's wonderful to be here, Sergei.
I'm glad you could get away from Queen Victoria.
It was a little difficult. Grandmama wanted me to go to Osborne, but Marie handled her wonderfully.
And how is your dear mama, Effie? It's simply marvellous how she finds the time to write to everybody as she does and still rule a country.
Mama sends you all sorts of greetings.
Oh, it's so lovely to have you all at home. We will all have such fun. You know, I really can't wait to see my grandchildren. Let's all go to the nursery.
Don't talk, Mama.
She should be in bed.
She was determined to get up.
Can I help?
Yes. Talk to her, Ella. Don't let her talk. Tell her all the news. Tell her about your father, your sisters, anything to keep her quiet and interested.
Right. Your Majesty, it's so beautiful here in St. Petersburg.
I want to know everything, Sergei.
She can't last much longer. She was determined to come downstairs, and she spent a week preparing for today. She was even silent all day yesterday. That shows how determined she was. She has to have her bedroom filled with oxygen to help her breathing.
Oh, Afi.
Darling, I am so sorry, so distressed.
As for the other matter, do you know where Papa is now? With the Dolga Ruki. She's living in an apartment upstairs. And Papa no longer comes home to Mama. He comes home to his mistress.
It's monstrous.
And Mama accepts it.
How can she?
Because she's terrified for his safety. She'd rather he was unfaithful upstairs than outside.
Well, we aren't all that safe here, are we? I shall never forget that evening.
We're in an armed camp now. Where we had a regiment guarding us before, we now have a whole army. And, of course, the police are swarming everywhere, to say nothing of secret police all over St. Petersburg. And the really beautiful part of it is, this is all the result of liberalism. It makes you laugh, doesn't it?
Why doesn't Mama leave?
She's too frightened.
Of what? Being murdered?
Oh, no, no. No, death will come as a release. No. She's frightened that if she goes, she will never see Papa again. She loves him so much that she will accept him on any terms. He calls on her once a day. Not always as often as that, by any means. He comes in, kisses her hand, he chats about nothing at all, then he makes an excuse and leaves. And she is pathetically grateful.
But doesn't he know he's the gossip of Europe?
Oh, yes. He knows. He just doesn't care.
It makes our position in London virtually untenable.
It's dreadful. My mother, I fear, makes the most of it.
Before we were allowed to leave England, we had to go to that awful Balmoral and endure insufferable lectures. I don't know how I kept my temper.
I frankly lost mine.
And all the time, the odious Brown sniggered in the background.
I really think our respective parents have lost their collective reasons.
Papa's behaviour makes me so angry, I can hardly speak to him.
How does Mama spend her time?
By talking.
All day?
And all night, without ceasing.
Who to?
Me and Countess Tolstoy. We take it in turns to listen to her.
What about the rest of the family?
Our brothers' wives are so outraged by the situation, they refuse to set foot in the place.
Well, I shall have to talk to Papa. He's losing all moral authority, and he must be made to see that. If we're not careful, the Romanos will become the scandal of Europe. Mm. He must think of his family.
Which family?
What do you mean, which family?
Papa has two.
Two?
Hmm. Us, whom he's completely forgotten, and a clutch of bastards upstairs whom he thinks about all the time.
Upstairs? You mean they're all upstairs now?
Oh, yes. Didn't you know? Oh, they're quite jolly children, really. Even Mama thinks so.
Mama's seen them?
Good God.
You have, of course, made that up.
Oh, no, no. You'll see them too. They have the run of the palace.
We knew none of this.
Land is given to Dolga Ruki. She's a rich woman now. She owns oil wells in the Caucasus. You may occasionally run into a minister in the palace. I hope he will notice you, but he may quite easily not. He will be hurrying to the Dolga Ruki's apartment, which is very understandable, as the emperor is always there.
Oh, what can Nanny and the Countess Tolstoy be doing? I told her to take the children to the nursery.
They aren't your children.
What?
They're her children.
The Dolga Ruki's.
That's it.
Mama!
Don't say anything, Maria. I don't want you to say anything.
Sergei.
Sergei is not to say anything either. I won't have a row, a scene. They upset me. I don't want any unpleasantness.
Not with you here.
Oh, this is intolerable. I won't stand for it.
Will you please be quiet? Go away. You are not to play near here anymore. You are disturbing Her Imperial Majesty the Empress.
I think it would be better if you rested upstairs, Mama.
Marie.
I'll bring your grandchildren to see you later. Sergei, would you go and find Countess Tolstoy?
Ah,
Everyone arrived safely, then. How are you, my dear? Better, I hope.
Much better.
I'm as busy as ever.
I know.
Did you have a good journey, Affy?
Excellent, thank you.
And Ella, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
You'll join us for dinner tonight.
Ah, it's not going to be easy.
It's Marie's first night home.
I know.
I would like you to join us, if you're not too busy.
My God!
I was looking at some old photographs.
Ah, that's nice.
Of the old days, of how it used to be. Mm. The picnics we had, the trips to the country. That is all past.
Not in my heart, it isn't.
Isn't it? You still remember?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. I thought you had forgotten.
I've forgotten nothing.
What went wrong?
Nothing went wrong. Not in our hearts. We grew old. I worked too hard. You became ill. But in our hearts, we have always loved each other.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. It will be like the old days. A family dinner.
I shall be there. I promise.
You're so good to me. Affy, Ella, help me, will you?
Yes.
You revolt me!
Marie!
You are a disgusting, obscene old man!
What?
You may be hailed as a Tsar liberator. To me, you are an intellectual, moral, and spiritual cripple. I have never in my whole life witnessed so disgusting a scene. In your heart, you will always love her.
It's true.
Hypocrite! I nearly vomited with shame and disgust. How dare you bring your whore and your bastards into our mother's house?
You are not to talk to me like that.
I didn't think it was possible to be so angry and still live.
Listen to me.
I will never listen to you again. You're not my father anymore. You're not anything.
You will listen to me.
Monster!
You are going to listen to me. You're to leave.
I shall go at once.
Before nightfall.
I shall go now, this minute.
No, not just this house. Russia. I am banishing you forever from Russia.
You can't. I am not going to leave Russia.
I shall have you arrested and deported.
Oh, you won't do anything of the sort. I may be your daughter. I am also the daughter-in-law of Queen Victoria.
Ah.
I may be a Russian Grand Duchess. I am also a princess of Great Britain. I shall leave the palace as soon as possible, and Russia when I am good and ready. In the meantime, I shall tell you what I think of you. You've poisoned this house. You've poisoned Russia. You've poisoned the world. You are evil.
Will you let me try and explain?
Oh, there's nothing you can say. Your behavior is so wicked and immoral. There's nothing to say.
I love your mother. I always have.
You have humiliated her before the whole world.
She has never reproached me.
I reproach you. Your sons reproach you. There's not a decent, civilized human being alive who doesn't reproach you.
None of you understand anything. No one on earth understands my position. It is unique. No emperor has my problems. No one else on earth rules over or has ever ruled over such a backward country as I do. No other emperor is the autocrat of a slave society. The attempt to free it is killing me. I have to deal with everything. I have to understand everything. We have no civil service, no industry, no law courts, no middle class, nothing. I have to create them all. The revolution is turning to hunt me like a wild animal. I'm dying anyway. Your mother understands none of this. She never has. She's good, she's virtuous, but she's narrow. She allowed the world to close in on her long before she was ill. And the rest of Russia, what does that say to me? Oh, yes, Your Majesty, I agree. I agree, Your Majesty. And then they all go away and lie and steal and ignore my orders and argue among themselves. Even my sons do that. From the imperial family down, I've not a single friend or companion I can trust.
except Catherine Dolgoruki. She's beautiful, she's loving, she's everything a man could want. But that's not why I love her so much. I love her because she treats me like a human being. No one else on earth does that.
Why here? Why in the world must you have your whore, the result of your lust, here?
She's not a whore. I love her. The children were not born out of lust, but out of love. As you were.
How dare you compare your feelings for Mama to your feelings for her? You are absolutely vile!
Marie! Marie, you must come at once. Your mother has collapsed. She heard you screaming at each other. The whole palace heard it. And she's had a violent hemorrhage.
I must go to her.
Who to?
To my wife.
Which one, Papa? Which wife are you going to? You have absolutely no imagination. And so you have no comprehension of the way you have tortured Mama. It's extraordinary to think that the Tsar Liberator is the cruelest emperor of all.
She didn't mean that, Afia. I'm sure she didn't. Women don't understand about, well, a man's needs. I really do love the Empress, you know. She was once so beautiful, innocent. She was only 15 when I met her, and I fell in love with her on sight. But I've stayed young, and she's grown old, and there were no more children, and no... And so I had affairs. And then there was Catherine, and I fell in love all over again. But without ceasing to love the Empress. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I do.
I can't talk to my sons. They hate me. They're afraid of me. Many people are. Marie isn't. Does she stand up to your mother?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I thought she would. When I met Catherine, I hadn't... Not for years. And there she was. Young, beautiful. Virtuous. She even ran away to Italy. Lots of men do what I do. Why am I so condemned?
You've brought her into your wife's home, sir. That's why.
There's nowhere else. The revolutionaries always found out where she was before and then lay in wait for me. Why am I so hated by the liberals? I abolish censorship, and what do? Write all the time about the revolution. I open the universities, make them politically free, and what do? Talk and plot ceaselessly about the revolution. Can't they see that if my reforms aren't made to work, Russia will always be an autocracy and they will never be free? And I'm not only talking about Russia. What about the world? If I fail in Russia, if I am killed, then the world will have rejected slow, steady change for violence and chaos. And the liberal university professors will have led the world into the abyss. Because, you see, there is a fatal flaw in liberalism. Whatever it may say to the contrary, it is at heart tolerant of violence.
Have you always known that, sir?
All my life. When I accepted the throne, I accepted my death warrant. That's why, loving the Empress as I do, I had to have Princess Dolgoruki. She kept me sane.
Uncle. Uncle.
Huh?
The Empress wants you. Oh, do be quick. Oh, Afi, what are we going to do? I think she's dying.
Sergei,
Sergei?
Yes, what is it?
Where's Papa?
I don't know.
What are you doing, Marie? We're all ready to leave.
I must say goodbye to Papa.
I can't help you. His movements are a complete mystery to me.
Well, if he's not here to say goodbye, it can't be helped. Oh, do be quiet, children.
I'm not going until I've said goodbye to Papa.
We can't miss the train.
They'll hold it for us.
They won't hold the connection in Berlin.
I really am very anxious not to have a permanent rift. He's been avoiding me.
He's avoiding us all.
The luggage has gone on ahead. Marie, dear, we are all ready.
Do you know where Papa is, Ella?
I've no idea.
He's up to something. That's what I do know.
I'm about to get cross. We've been in Russia for weeks. I have duties to fulfill in England, and I've got to go to Malta.
I'm not going until I've said goodbye to Papa, and that's final.
We can't wait forever.
I must establish some sort of relationship with him before I leave. We said terrible things to each other, and barely a word since then. He ignored me totally at Mama's
children,
funeral.
Children, will you be quiet?
I suppose I'd better deal with them myself. That nurse is useless.
Afi is getting crosser and crosser.
Well, you can't blame him. He came here for a week or two and he's been here for six.
Well, he couldn't leave when your mother died. Grandmama must understand that.
She's taken to bombarding Afi with telegrams.
If we don't leave today, she'll have a fit. Oh, Sergei, I don't want to go.
I know. You must, though. I planned for this to be a happy visit. I wanted you to get to know me in Russia. I'm sure you know why. When we meet again, it will be happier. And then, perhaps.
Of course.
You've never seen the real Russian countryside, have you? It's very beautiful. Like a dream. I have an estate near Moscow. It's where I want to live. Where I want to die. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I cannot wait forever, Marie.
Not forever. A few more minutes. If Papa and I part in anger, then there will be a feud between us forever.
I've had another telegram from Mama.
She sends telegrams to everyone she knows, on the hour, every hour.
She has been very generous over this whole business. I have been as loyal to you and your family as I know how, and it is time you were the same to me.
Oh, you've been marvellous, hasn't he, Sergei?
Wonderful. I have a great deal to do in London, and we've got to cross France and be in Malta in 10 days' time. I am Commander-in-Chief of Malta. I have responsibilities there.
I understand all that. You can go ahead and I'll follow with the children.
No, no, no! There are already rumours that Bertie and Alex are breaking up. If I arrive in London without you, then there'll be rumours about us and I won't have that.
Marie, I have come to say goodbye to you. I didn't want you to go without hearing my news. I want to introduce you to my wife. I married the Princess Catherine Dolgoruki yesterday. So, Sergei, Marie, please greet your stepmother.
Mama has been dead a month. You could not insult her memory more if you danced on her grave.
Silence! You are to be civil to my wife.
Your wife?
If you are not, then, sir, I will strip you of all honours, all rank, all privileges. Is that clear?
Sir.
You believe in the autocracy? Well, answer me.
Yes.
Then, sir, rejoice to see it still in operation.
Sir.
Express pleasure at my news.
Your Imperial Majesty, it is my honor and privilege to express my joy at your news.
Greet your stepmother as you would an empress.
Sasha, please.
Extend your hand to be kissed, my dear. You all thought, because of my many kindnesses to you, that I was weak. You are wrong. You also thought that because I am determined to liberate Russia from a medieval past, that I was abdicating as an emperor. Far from it. But a man can only do so much, and to force Russia into the 19th century has taken me all my willpower and authority. None of my ancestors could do it, but I did. So quite frankly, I did not have time to waste on any of you. I knew your mother was dying, and I was concerned not to cause her any distress by publicly disciplining our children. But your mother is dead, and the constitution drafted and ready to be announced shortly. So now I do have time, and I will take no insolence, no insults, no disobedience from any of my family. You exist because of me. You have titles because of me. You have positions because of me. You have wealth because of me. And I can take it all away. My grandchildren will be restless and wondering what's going on. Ella, Afi, and Sergei, go and see to them, will you? I want you to stay, Mari. I ordered the others to go. I had to marry Marie. I know it is only a month, and in normal times I would have waited. Catherine wanted me to. But these are not normal times. My life is under constant threat, and I have a duty to Catherine and our children. I have to do all in my power to protect them. Please, find it in your heart to forgive me.
I am so very sorry. I didn't want him to do any of this. I was brought up, all of us were, to love and honor the Emperor. Long before I even met him, I loved him. To me, he was a god. When we met, and I understood, I ran away. He insisted. I don't approve of the past. We shouldn't have done it. I didn't want to do it. I held out for 4 years. There was your mother. It was wrong what we did. I know that. The past 14 years have been a nightmare for me, too. I should never have come to live here. But there were the threats, the bombs, the danger. I couldn't let him risk his life for me. Can you forgive me?
Never.
Well?
She will never forgive me.
My darling.
You can marry me. You can declare the children legitimate. You can do whatever you like. But none of your family will ever forgive me.
Not looking forward to this luncheon at all.
None of us are.
You could have got a parliament centuries ago when we got ours. Then there wouldn't be all this fuss now.
Why on earth have we all got to be in full dress uniform?
Your father's orders, Alexei.
Well, it's exceedingly tedious. Vladimir and Sandro are here, fuming with rage. The whole family is here, all of them in a temper. What is it about?
Marie is livid, but your father was very firm. He telegraphed to my mother direct, and Mama forced us to accept.
Now I know he's up to something.
Well, it's almost mysterious. I was having a marvellous time in Nice, and I've missed all the family rows. Now I shall be in the middle of them. Where's Papa at the moment?
Aunt Eliana's, and that always means trouble. She encourages him. She's even received Dolga Ruki.
She's his wife now.
Well, that's no reason to receive her. No one else in the family does.
She keeps writing to Marie to make it up with your father. And when she wouldn't, Aunt Eliana wrote to the Queen. Interfering old woman. Marie had to go all the way up to Balmoral to be lectured. We must honour our parents. If your father was making the proclamation of the Constitution a full state event, we would both have to be there, and so on and so forth.
I really do feel very silly in evening dress at lunchtime.
Oh, you look lovely.
Thank you.
Is Marie ready?
Not yet. She's getting more like her mother every day. She's in one of her states. This is wrong, so is that. Her train doesn't hang properly.
Being dressed like this in the middle of the day is ludicrous.
Well, the proclamation of the Constitution is very important.
I know that, but the Constitution ceremonies are tomorrow, not today. What's so special about today?
I don't know. Well, something must be. He was very insistent. We were all here.
What was that? Thunder.
I'll tell you what's so special about today. What I've been frightened of all my life is about to happen. This family luncheon has nothing to do with the proclamation at all. He's dragged us all home from abroad because this is to be a big family event. The Dolgoruki is going to be made empress and her children grand dukes.
I don't believe you. There. Did you hear that?
It stands to reason. Why else should we all be called home so urgently? He'll announce it at lunch, and he has to do it today. Tomorrow will be too late, because once the Constitution is here, he will cease to be an autocrat, and he can only declare her empress whilst he's still an autocrat.
That wasn't thunder, Affy.
Oh, my God.
What's happened? Sergei, I'm frightened.
It was an explosion. That's what it was.
He's managed to charge me terribly wounded.
Oh,
God.
Ella, will you marry me? Will you marry me? I have proposed now because this is what I'm offering you. Terror and murder. My father has unleashed a wild beast, and it will kill us all, you and me included. It has killed my father, and it has killed the Constitution. It will now never become law. That's why they killed him today. It makes sure the autocracy survives, so that when their turn comes, they too can be autocrats. Will you marry me? All Russia will die. And when there are no more Russians left to kill, they will turn on the rest of the world. No one will escape, not even the intellectual idiots who encourage them. They will all be murdered too. Will you marry me? They call my father the Tsar Liberator. He was nothing of the sort. He was the first revolutionary. He was a fool, a murderer. As a child, I loved him more than anyone on God's earth. Now I despise him. I feel no grief, no pity, only a bitter, bitter contempt. So I ask you for the last time, will you marry me?
Yes. Yes, I will. I will. Oh, my God, my sweets again. Yes, I will. I will marry you. Don't cry, beloved. Don't cry. I will marry you. I will.
Sasha! Sasha! Sasha!
In The Little Father by Royce Wrighton, Paul Damon played the Emperor, Dorothy Chutin, the Empress, Tara Dominic, Marie, Simon Treves, Sergei, Stephen Garlick, Alexei, Vincent Brimble, Affy, Michael Kilgariff, Colonel Rayeyev, Joe Kendall, Countess Tolstoy, Una Beeson, Ella, and Marcia King, Catherine Dolgoruki. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.